Good evening, friends, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome and thank you for coming to this meeting. My name is Jaspreet Singh and I am a member of the Justice for the Northwest 10 campaign London Support Group. I'm sure many of you know about the case of the Northwest 10. However, I think some of you may know some details and not all, and I think before I introduce the speakers, it might be useful if I spend 5 minutes just giving you some of the details. About 3 months ago, on Wednesday, April the 8th, an intelligence-led raid, and that too a rushed intelligence-led raid by the Northwest Counterterrorism Unit, arrested 12 men in various parts of Northwest England. These included 11 Pakistani nationals, and of the 11 Pakistani nationals, of these, 10 actually had students' visas. Nearly all the students came from the Northwest Frontier province of Pakistan. The raids followed a very well-publicized mistake by the then Assistant Commissioner Bob Quick, who many of you may have read in the newspapers, who walked into Downing Street with papers under his arm marked secret. And this had details of an ongoing operation or an ongoing raid. I mean, following that, this operation actually did take place, and as we all know, Assistant Bob Quick resigned the next day. The students were detained for just under 3 weeks. They were questioned, they were investigated fully, their accommodations were searched, their universities were searched, the place where they actually lived, the neighborhoods, police talked to people around the neighborhoods, police talked to restaurants which the students frequented, police talked to places where they actually went. And after 3 weeks of long investigation, there was absolutely no evidence whatsoever. Typically, as we all know, the police can hold suspects who've been arrested under the Terrorism Act for a period of 28 days, 4 weeks. But under less than 3 weeks, they decided to release the students. The students were not just released free to go back to their studies, but they were actually released into the hands of the UK Border Agency. The UK Border Agency arrested them, and now all 10 of them are in prisons in Manchester and in prisons in Leeds as well. When these arrests took place, I think it's worthwhile to note, and that too in very dramatic fashion, where students were actually pulled out of lecture halls. One of them was actually pinned down for 2 hours in handcuffs, being arrested. Our Prime Minister made a statement basically saying that the police have actually foiled a huge terrorist plot that was ongoing. I mean, following the Prime Minister's statements, there were also several articles in various different press newspapers, basically saying, giving details of some of the evidence for the case itself as well. I think this actually set a very dangerous precedent. Not only is it becomes prejudicial and for the students themselves with regards to what the Prime Minister is saying and what the press is saying. Also, if this case actually did go to court, it did not go to court, as I said, it was for lack of evidence, it did go to court, there could have been serious questions with regards to contempt of court as well. The case of Northwest 10 raises a number of issues, and I'm sure my expert panel speakers here will talk about some of the issues, but it raises the whole issue about how people are actually held under these terrorist acts, how they're detained, how they the whole issue with regards to 42 days, which was the defeated motion. It raises the whole issue about 42 versus 28 days, bearing in mind that the students were actually released less than 28 days in 3 weeks itself. It also raises the whole issue about secret evidence and the Special Immigration Appeals Courts, the SIAC courts. If the students who are, as you will hear from some of the speakers, struggling with this horrific ordeal, if the students actually stay long enough in the UK to have their cases eventually heard, they will never know why they were actually held in prison. They will never know the evidence against them which branded them as terrorists and so on. And neither will their lawyers be. I think I'm not going to say anything more. I'm going to start introducing some of the speakers as they give their talks. But just before